I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people.
The Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you for that. And welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review, the only nationally syndicated show that talks about just video games for a full hour. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Coming to you from Sports Byline USA out here in San Francisco, California. California, you take the 405 to the 5. Remember that SNL sketch? Maybe you don't. But anyway, we're here to talk video games with you, and I know I'm on all these sports talk networks, but it's not just sports games.
Is it just FIFA and Madden?
No, it's everything. Try me. Come on in. There's a toll-free line available. It is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 to get you in and get you heard wherever you might be listening in this great land of ours, this great land of Bulgaria. Oh, wait, no, USA, lower and contiguous, Mexico, Canada, everybody in between, Alaska, Hawaii, where are you at? Let's talk some video games with the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make them. Maybe you do make them. I think most of us just like playing them. And I judge games on one criterion, and that is it fun? If it's fun, we'll play it. So what's overhyped, what's underhyped, what's great, what's not so great, is we are in the golden age of video games. They've never been better to take home, but you don't have to go to the arcades. They're right there on your big screen, your 4K. But that doesn't mean there's not a lot of trash out there, too. So let's sift through it together and find the keepers at 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout-out to our brave men and women listening on the American Forces Radio Network, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force. You're all great. Appreciate it. We're online at sportsbyline.com. Use that email address to write to me to win the game. We'll give away at 40 after. Also, the cheat code at the end of the show you can request. You can listen to us on SBNationLive.com as well, as we're on that great sports talk network. And how about SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Great to be on SiriusXM as well. You want to tweet at me, it's at Rick Tittle. So we got a full hour of video game talk. As always, come on back and let's do this.
The Dave Single from Wendy's, made with fresh, never frozen beef, has the power to blow your mind. But now that the Dave Single is buy one, get one for a buck, as well as the spicy or classic chicken sandwich and the spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, Wendy's BOGO for $1 deal is gonna blow your mind and your speakers. Get these faves. BOGO $1 only at Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with combo or any other offer.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
If you're into collectibles,
there's only one way to go, and that's with Andy Matic. You can get in touch with Andy by calling him at 805-657-0533 or by going to andybuyscards.com. Whether you're interested in buying or selling any kind of collectible, it's time to get in touch with the one and only Andy Matic. Call Andy at 805-657-0533 or go to andybuyscards.com. That's andybuyscards.com.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Hi, this is Marsha Hawkins of Elevating with Marsha. Join me this week on Elevating with Marsha. We're going to delve into the NFL's new mandate with a vaccine and whether or not some of the players will follow suit with some of the assistant coaches and opt to forego the 2021 NFL season. So tune in where we discuss that. And of course, Aaron Rodgers returned to the Green Bay Packers. Join me, Marsha Hawkins, on Elevating with Marsha this week on Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The Video Game Review.
With you coast to coast, around the border, around the world, and on the American Forces Radio Network as well. You know, it's interesting, as I've been, you know, playing video games since basically they came out. I had Pong when it was new. Damn, how old are you, Tittle? Kind of old. But to see how just worldwide the industry is gotten from, you know, it was basically games were made in Japan or in the United States, that was it, and then just the way that, you know, different places started getting, you know, whatever labor is going to be cheaper, obviously, whether that's exploitation or not, you're going to have it go overseas. Great international companies like IDOS and Ubisoft, and then you start getting, you know, I've been going to the Game Developers Conference here in San Francisco for almost 20 years, although we've not had them last 2 years because of this pandemic thing you may or may not have heard of. You know, you'd see these great companies springing up in just about every country in the world. And, you know, Poland, Switzerland, Belarus, India, it goes on and on. And what's funny, as I bring up Delhi, is, you know, no sooner have video games hit this mass appeal worldwide than there was a call that was filed by the Delhi High Court. Of course, that is the capital of India, has over a billion people. And there's an organization called Distress Management Collective, DMC. And they have filed what's called a PIL, not Public Image Limited, Johnny Lydon, but a public interest litigation asking the government of India to consider national policy that protects the children of our country, they say, from online games addiction, and further for constituting a regulatory authority to monitor and rate the content of both online and online games. So this is headed up by a couple of Supreme Court judges in India and a former union minister as well. Now, look, I usually don't report the video game news from industry at the top of my show, but it's just kind of, in a nutshell, the way you think about different cultures. And I mean, we've had this kind of issue, brought up years and years ago in the aforementioned USA and Japan. But they want to say, they talk about games addiction, not Jane's addiction. Jane says games addiction. Now, to me, the games addiction thing, if you don't know how to self-regulate your time, that's not always just a thing that, that kids have. There are a lot of adults that don't regulate their time. I can tell you, I can't count the nights that I, look at the clock and it says 3:30 in the morning and I started playing video games, at 10:30. And I mean, if you ever want time to fly, literally, it's like if they were saying, if you want the phone to ring, get in the tub. If you want time to fly, just start playing a really good video game. But I think about the censorship. As, especially when it comes to, a lot of different groups that are a little bit more conservative or, when it comes to religion-based groups. If you can watch any video game commercial and when they say, rated M for mature, what do they say about online? Online content not rated. In other words, that's because it's the Wild West. It's Wikipedia. Everybody can jump on in and do what they want. But there are two extremely crucial aspects of the games industry that they love to shy away from. And one of them is, the games addiction thing is one. But for me, it's just like everything in moderation, right? If you, donuts are great. You don't want to eat 50 donuts. Not in one sitting. Let's make it at least 3 sittings. But some people think microtransactions are predatory. And we've heard stories. We've had it especially, we mostly find out about these stories from professional athletes, like NBA or NFL players. They kind of halfway chuckle saying, oh my gosh, I got a bill for $1,800 because my kids were buying skins for this. Yeah, I remember Jack Black talking about it. He has a free phone game for golf, and he says he spent hundreds and hundreds on microtransactions on that game. And it's kind of like, for me with my phone with music, you think of a song and you look and it's $1.29 or $1.99. You think, oh, whatever, I'll throw it in. And then next thing you know, you got, 500 songs on your phone. You're like, I didn't spend $1,000 on music, did I? And like, wait, what happened? it adds up. But the whole thing, money is not extracted for playing the game. It's, of course, extracted from what I just said, just impulsive buys for little things like that. But if you think about the India court said that they want to suggest changes to developers of violent games should also be given the mandate for ratings in other countries outside of the United States. And it says it brings to notice, this is the part that I thought was most shocking and the reason why I'm bringing it up here at the top of the show, is that in this article I read on IGN India, it says, it brings to notice the increase in the number of fatalities caused by online game addiction, and more importantly, considering the prolonged absence from schools due to the pandemic. All right. I mean, yeah, if you're at home in front of your console, your PC, handheld, what have you, and the teacher's not breathing down your neck and you're not in school, yeah, you'll have a little bit more than that. I think that goes with the territory. That goes with all of us. I mean, we've all watched way more streaming services than we did before, right? Can you honestly say if there was no pandemic, you would have watched Tiger King? I don't know. Maybe you would have. But we all did. I tried to resist, and it sucked me in, Al Pacino. But the increase in number of fatalities caused by online gaming addiction, that to me is one of the most nebulous, arbitrary statements. What does that mean? That people died at their keyboard, the ultimate AFK, or that they got so – I mean, like I said, I now have to like spin my head and try to interpret what that means. You mean you became so antisocial that you forgot to eat, you forgot to drink, much less you forgot to shower as well. So I think – you know, there are a lot of people who are very confused about what video games are. There are a lot of people who think video games are just for children, so they go out and buy their six-year-old GTA because they just think it's some Mickey Mouse game, literally Mickey Mouse game. There are some people who think that games are the root of all evil, and if they would just get rid of games, there'd be no violence in the world. And that's the thing. When you go to a Supreme Court, you go to politicians, and then they want to go ahead and stick. It kind of reminds me when politicians like sort of entering the sports world, talking about steroids. Ted Kennedy said, I think we should thank Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser. He would at least get the Irish guy's name right, you think. But anyway, so, you know, is that as this expands, as it gets more worldwide, culturally, we're going to get these little bumps in the road. All right, lines are open, 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's talk some video games. Come on, bud.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening, and you may participate. Sometimes I have guests from the video game world. The show is wide open for your calls and your emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have an email here from Jerome. Jerome writes in from Nampa, Idaho, just outside Boise. If you're in Idaho, you say Boise. You don't say Boise. And also, I found out you don't say Moscow. Moscow's in Russia. It's Moscow. You just got to know. It's like people on the East Coast say Oregon and Nevada. Yeah, it's Oregon and Nevada. That's okay. We'll all get along. Back East, it's Super Mario. What do you want? Anyway, Jerome writes in from Nampa, Idaho. He says, Rick, what do you think about the Hitler video game, LOL? Well, you know, a lot of times people will do something controversial to make a name for themselves. It happens. It's happened all the time in my industry. You know, you'll have somebody who will say something outlandish just to get the attention. It doesn't last very long. You're better off making a name for yourself just doing a solid show than doing something stupid. Unless you really, truly feel some way and it just happens to be controversial, then you should say it. But this is a game called Heal Hitler, H-E-A-L. And what it is, it allows you to play as Adolf Hitler's therapist. Not making this up. The end goal is to treat Hitler's psychological issues, which would then prevent the Holocaust. And what it is, it's 1925, and this is what it says. You are Hitler's psychologist and diagnose all his complexes by using both Jungian and Freudian psychopathy in an attempt to heal him, resolve Hitler's trauma, and prevent catastrophe via therapy and psychology, succeed and avoid the war and Holocaust. Hitler was human too, just like you. If you distance yourself from him by dehumanizing him and calling him a monster, you are doing psychological damage to yourself. In order to develop your shadow, you need to realize and admit that given the right circumstances, you could become someone like Hitler too. You are both good and evil, and if we don't admit that someone like Hitler could come again, we are doomed to repeat history. Okay. Well, first of all, to suggest that he could be solved by good psychotherapy is ridiculous. I know that comedians have said if somebody just would have said, hey, you're a good painter, maybe he would have tried that a little more. But it was developed by a guy named John Aegis, who is from the Czech Republic. And he says that he's not a Nazi apologist. And he says, because I'm Czech. So I don't want to spend too much on this. If you want to do a deep dive into the game, that you can. But this is the way I feel about anything when it comes to creativity and art, if you want. I don't believe in censorship. I think dumb, useless, unentertaining, untalented things usually end up censoring themselves by having zero interest. You know, I don't believe in canceling a comedian because he made a joke that's offensive. We all get to pick what we listen to or what we watch, right? It's like the example I would give is, you know, I took a lot of art history classes and I love art, but I don't like most, I hate 90% of modern art. I walk into the MoMA here in San Francisco or the Tate Modern in London, and these are real things I saw. A bowl of mashed potatoes, a boxing glove on a table, a toilet that was spray painted pink, and then the canvases that are painted completely one color, right? So now the art is not speaking to you. You have to speak to the art. You know, instead of evoking an emotion out of you, you have to say, well, what's the art? What does that mean, a boxing glove on a table? So I think that stuff's garbage. But there are some people who love it. So do I want to cancel the artist? You made some garbage. You should never be allowed to do art ever again. No, I'm just not going to look at it. I look at it once. I'm never looking at that again because I think it sucks. But, you know, and I think half of this is this guy has to have a little bit of a screw loose, in my opinion, to make such a stupid premise for a game. But it's not my place to try to, like people are trying to do, is to get this guy banned forever. You know, it's not my place. I think these things take care of themselves unless the world is completely insane. But I'm not trying to, because I believe video games are an expression of art, but I think a lot of that art is not even worth what's in your trash can. So it's not for me. It's probably not for you. But like I said, people should be allowed to make whatever they want, and then they can show what they're all about. And then you can make your own decisions one way or another. You know, I don't believe in choking conformity and the Pavlovian reaction to everything like we're supposed to. You know, it's like comedians will make a joke and everyone's like, oh, it's like I have to show everyone else in the room that I also think that's offensive. You know, you can think something's offensive without yelling at the comedian. You just wouldn't go anymore. I'm just using that as an example. But yeah, heel Hitler is not on my shopping list. But thanks for the email, Jerome. I also got another email here. It's also from Jerome. Jerome, you're getting both of these mentions because Jerome the next day, today, asked me if I heard about the guy who got electrocuted playing a video game. I did hear about that. That was this weekend. What happened was there was a guy in Tennessee playing a video game that had a wired controller. There was a lightning strike, and apparently he got a shock up the controller. And he called an ambulance. The ambulance came, and he said, I'm actually fine. I don't need to go to the hospital. Now, I do remember that last year there was a professional Rocket League player that was also playing on a wired video game controller, and the exact same thing happened, except the case of that young lady is that she actually suffered some light burns to her hand and the controller melted the USB connection. Now, that's a shock. I remember I worked in TV for 10 years in the 90s, and I remember one time a production truck, we plugged it into a wall, and I saw flames shoot out at least 3 feet. Just boom. And the tech plugging it in went, ah! Luckily, he was fine. But you know how those plugs, you know, have three prongs on it, one for grounding, and they were gone. They just completely disappeared. So I'm sure somebody will take this and run with it and say it's dangerous to play video games. If you're really worried about that, all you have to do is just go ahead and buy controllers that aren't wired. But Rick, it's an older system. I think you'd be all right. And one more thing, since I'm bouncing around the bazaar today, Final Fantasy XIV has changed one of its icons after complaints from players who have trypophobia. Sage is one of the new jobs coming to Final Fantasy XIV as part of the Endwalker expansion. It's a healer class that fights with four floating blades called Nuliths, and its icon represents those four weapons. And apparently, there are some people who have had some bad reactions due to trypophobia, which is something I had to look up. Trypophobia is an irrational, that's not very nice, an irrational aversion to clusters of small, irregular holes. So does that mean those people can't look at a bowling ball? Sorry, that's insensitive. And it's a condition, by the way, that is not recognized by medical science. So the producer and director of the game, named Naoki Yoshida, said when we released new details for Sage and Reaper on the special site, we also included their icons, not thinking that they were particularly big reveals. However, we soon received feedback from players all over the world that told us the Sage icon made them feel uncomfortable or fearful. So what this is probably like people who fear the number 14 or fear like Satan's address, those three numbers in a row. I don't think that it would be – look, if it was one or two people, you can go, ah, shut up, you nut. But if it's from people all over the world that see the symbol and then are like filled with trepidation and fear, it's obviously something they can't help, and you should never make fun of something that people can't help. If somebody wears a purple cowboy hat, you should point at them and laugh. But if they can't help it like that, then I guess they can. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Palio Restaurant has been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there is no surprise that it's been voted best overall restaurant in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio has been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays, reservations are recommended. Visit PalioSF.com to view our menus and make a reservation today. That's PalioSF.com. PalioSF.com.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. Rick Tittle with you. It's 40 after the hour. That means it's time to give away a brand new game, as I do each and every point of the show where this time hits. That's too complicated. The game is called In Sound Mind. It is for the Nintendo Switch, the Xbox Series X and S, the PS5, and the PC. I have it here for the PS5. I don't have a PS5. Ha ha. Not yet, but I have the game to give away. Hopefully you have it. In Sound Mind, I'll give you the summary here. In Sound Mind is an imaginative psychological horror experience by the creators of cult classic Nightmare House 2 that challenges your expectations and ushers you through the deepest corners of your mind. Adventure, horror, puzzle, first person, rating pending. Developed by We Create Stuff, I like that, published by Modus Games. Now, technically, this isn't even out until Tuesday, so this is my hot little hand. My question is, in Sound Mind, is this a horror game, or is this a game about playing the keyboard?
Well, if it's PC, then
just go with it. Just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, second correct answer is the big winner. Johnny, tell him what you could have won. 1-800-878-PLAY. Going to let you know what's coming out this week in this segment as well, as the lines are open. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. I saw something a couple days ago about the PS5 storage expansion update is more complicated than it needs to be. And they put it on the website 3 days ago, and they are detailing how to expand your solid state drive. Now, I remember when I bought, when my PS4 hard drive started filling up, and I got to the point where every time I got a new game, I had to delete a game, and then I got to the point where I didn't want to delete those games, so I got myself a little 1 terabyte guy. I went online and, read some article on Kotaku or IGN, whatever it was, saying what are the best external hard drives, and I think it was like $100. Maybe even cheaper. But anyway, I plugged it in and through USB, and everything I downloaded from that point instantly went onto it, and I've never noticed a thing. It runs just like the SSD that's in the PS4. Knock on wood, it couldn't have worked any better, right? And that's what you want. You want the user-friendly stuff. So I was thinking, why is this too complicated? And then I looked at it. And this is what, just to give you a little in a nutshell here, this is what it says when you want to go ahead and do this upgrade. It says both single-sided and double-sided M.2 SSD devices are supported, but M.2 SATA SSDs are not. You should carefully review the drive specifications prior to purchase and contact the vendor or manufacturer if you need further information. SIE cannot guarantee that all M.2 SSD devices will work with your console. Not all games are necessarily playable with the exact same performance by the PS5 console's internal ultra-high-speed SSD. The majority of M.2 SSD devices above the number type keys, M key type 2230, 2242, 2260, 2280, and 22110, with a built-in cooling structure, will fit in the slot. However, sizes for cooling structures like heat sinks vary greatly. It goes on and on. And you might want to go to college and get your engineering degree. it's just like anything. You can make anything seem complicated, right? That's simple. So I'm sure it's not too bad. And also, in this fractious, very delicate world we live in now, at times, on Wednesday, we heard headlines that Activision Blizzard employees went on strike and fans called for boycott. I think it's interesting that boycott is one of those words that caught on. Was it a Scottish farmer named Boycott that protested? It's like, oh, you're doing a boycott? Now his last name, it's like Sergeant Shrapnel. Now his name just means shrapnel. So hundreds of people down in Southern California on Wednesday went outside the Activision Blizzard Incorporated building, and they demonstrated in support of a sexual harassment lawsuit and protesting the company's insufficient response. And this was down in Irvine, which is in Orange County, and they were calling for the firing of Bobby Kotick, who is the CEO of Activision. And online, they were trying to get people to boycott Activision games. It says you can support hashtag Actabliz walkout by not playing their titles, which got 5,000 likes. But here's the thing. And look, I don't know the true story, so I'm not trying to take a stand in this. Obviously, sexual harassment is unacceptable. But, you know, people who hit like on something, that doesn't mean they're going to do it, right? It's just to look like you're in it. But last week, California, out here, the Department of Fair Play and Employment and Housing, they did sue Activision, detailing accusations of sexual harassment and assault, as well as culture in which women faced unequal pay and retaliation. And so what happened was on Tuesday, Kotick sent an all-staff letter in response to the walkout, calling the company's reactions tone deaf. And he said the company has hired the law firm WilmerHale to conduct a review of its policies and promised swift action to stamp out harassment. And a spokesman said, we know there are a variety of topics that need to be considered. The leadership team at Activision Blizzard is also committed to long-lasting change, listening and continuing the important work to create a safe and inclusive workplace that we can all be proud of. Here's a funny thing. Not funny, haha. But during the walkout, Activision shares went up over 1% on NASDAQ. But it's been a turbulent year for Activision, even with the pandemic and the video game industry skyrocketing. There were a number of shareholder groups that kept saying that Kotick is overpaid. And the company shareholder approved of these executives' compensation. And then we're supposed to get these financial results. Look, it just goes to show you what big business video games are now. And, you know, investors, I thought it was hilarious when I heard this, you know, financial report, which is twice an hour out here on the all news station in San Francisco. And it says stock market, you know, stock advisors and, you know, stock analysts, experts were really excited about the new Battlefield game. And so the stock, can you imagine that 20 years ago, 30 years ago? It's like, how are pork bellies? How's frozen concentrated anchovies? How are oil futures? Screw that. How's Tetris? Tetris is up. It's looking good. And one more thing I wanted to mention, just the creativity of video game fans out there, which I saw in Game Rant. It was an article a couple of days ago that Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, of course, is, you know, one of the most popular games on the Switch. And there are a lot of areas in Hyrule that contain hidden secrets, and you really got to experiment and explore. But one fan thought it would be fun to reimagine of what that map would look like if it was like Google Maps. And so, fan, what they did was they were able to program the entire map, and then you just point a little spot on the, this is from Nassim Software, just any point in the map, you can get a quote-unquote street-level view. You just point it, and there's the map, and you can spin around. You get the 360. You can, you know, walk down the street one way or another. But it also allows you to see the beauty of the game. This is all, by the way, you can see it on YouTube. just look for Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, Google Maps. Just put that in there and it'll pop up. But just some beautiful 360 panoramic views. I mean, you go up Mount Hylia and Hyrule Field. And they're saying that submissions for more locations will be available as well. And listen, this isn't the first time we've seen this with Google Maps, but this was, I think, the most ambitious and I think the most cool one. All righty then, let's take a look at what's new this week. Obviously, in Sound Mind, I mentioned that. Adventure First Person Horror, PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox. Grime, not Mrs. Musk, that's plural. Just Grime, a Stadia game, action-adventure. Rocket Rumble on the PC, action racing. Dungeon Defenders Awakened on the Switch, kind of cartoony. It's a tower defense RPG. Strategic Mind, the Pacific. This is, it's got a zero on the front, a Mitsubishi fighter, PS5, PS4, but it's a strategy game. Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion. This also coincides with its tabletop release, I should say. And of course, I'm a fan of board games. The same with Strategic Mind Blitzkrieg. That's PS4, PS5, strategy game and tabletop. Louis the Game, Android and iPhone. All they sent me was information that just said Louis the Game with no screenshot. It just said it's a game that celebrates the 200th birthday of Louis Vuitton. Didn't know he was that old. He probably needs a walker at this point. Yonder, the Cloud Catcher, an Xbox adventure game. Picross S, Mega Drive, and Mark 3E. How's that? That's a Switch puzzle game. My Friend Pedro, Ripe for Revenge. It's a phone game for Android and iPhone. And your friend Pedro, by the way, is a cute banana. When you look at a banana, do you think of the name Pedro? These people did. Jupiter Hell. It's like, is that Mars or is it Jupiter? Jupiter Hell. No, there's no comma. It's just Jupiter Hell. It's a PC roguelike shooter. Doomsday Vault, the PC and the Switch. It's an action-adventure game. The Falconer. Wasn't that Will Forte? SNL sketch. It's the Falconeer with two E's. Same thing. PS4, PS5, Switch, action, flight, RPG. Dodgeball, Academia. PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, adventure sports game. Bless Unleashed. That is a RPG for the personal computer. Those are the games coming out this week. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. And I've got some echo. All right. Oh, the echo's gone. Just a couple minutes left, and this is time for the cheat code. So send your requests. I like doing them for older games. Send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. In fact, you can email me all week with your questions. I'll get back to you. This cheat code request comes from Terry. Terry writes in. It just says Washington State. Rick, what is the Konami code? I know, I should know. Well, that used to work on the old Nintendo system, and it worked on more than one game. And I first heard about it on Contra, and it gave you 30 lives in Contra. It worked in Gradius, I know that. They actually mentioned it in Wreck-It Ralph, if you remember. And that's the simple up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Once again, listen, you might say, oh, quit patronizing me, darling. Well, listen, you didn't know. Or she didn't know, whatever, Terry. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. That is the Konami code. That is the one. You do it on the title screen for Contra where it says play select one player or two players. That's when you do it, and you have 30 lives. And I'm telling you what, Contra is the kind of game where you need those 30 lives. You really do. Hey, thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. It was an eclectic type of show this week. We'll be back next week. Until then, I'll just play video games.